CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambe. First, the main points. The transportation of goods and services along the Itudi Market, Yannick Noah Roundabout, will soon be made easy following the launch of rehabilitation works on the stretch today by the Yaoundé City Mayor Luke Bessie Atangana. The summer holiday, which is usually the longest, is on, with students and pupils traveling to other towns and cities for leisure, while some are engaged in petty businesses in order to assist their parents during back-to-school purchases. And in sports, more than 1,000 athletes from 54 countries are bracing up for the 23rd Africa Athletics Championship that will unfold in 3 days at the Japuma Stadium in Douala. Now the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. U.S. Congressman French Hill and Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan, who both served on the House Oversight Committee on Intelligence, have hailed the government of Cameroon for joining forces with the U.S. to fight against terrorism in the Lake Chad region. The U.S. representatives were speaking today in Yaoundé during a meeting with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gauthier. They were accompanied to the audience by the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Christopher John Lamour, who expounded on bilateral relations between Yaoundé and Washington. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense has expressed satisfaction at the rate of execution and quality of works carried out by the military engineering corps at the construction site on the new campus of the Combined Services Military Academy, EMIA. Joseph Betty Asomo visited the site at Ekum Abang, a locality in Awai subdivision of the Center region, where works kicked off 8 months ago. The director of the Military Engineering Corps, Colonel Jackson Kamgeng, reassures that 40% of the first phase of works have been executed, mainly devoted to probational training. Upon completion, the campus will accommodate 1,600 cadet officers, including 400 essential staff. Rehabilitation works on the Itudi Market right up to Noah Roundabout stretch of road has been launched by the Yaoundé City Mayor Luke Messi Atangana. He says it will ease movement of persons and goods, which for the past 10 years has been a nightmare. He calls on the population to collaborate with the firm executing the 6 month project, which will beautify the municipality upon completion. A partnership agreement has been signed between the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries for the management of the financing facility on the Livestock and Fish Farming Value Chains compartment of the Credit Supply Facilitation Fund in Yaoundé today. According to the terms of the agreement, the sum of over 6 billion CFA francs will be injected into livestock production in Cameroon. The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industry, Dr. Taiga, signed on the part of Cameroon, while the Deputy Director General of the financial institution, Jean-Élysée Guattère, penned for the CBC Bank. Present were the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, and the Minister Delegate in the Ministry of Finance, Yaoba Abdoulaye. And out of Cameroon, South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma, says his political party, Umkhonto we Sizwe, will join the opposition alliance in parliament. He adds it would coordinate resistance to the governing coalition led by the African National Congress, ANC. The ANC lost its outright majority for the first time since the end of apartheid and sealed a power-sharing agreement with the Democratic Alliance, DA. Kenya's government has rejected some proposal taxes in this year's controversial finance bill after a public outcry. The announcement by MPs came as police fired tear gas and used water cannons to disperse angry protesters in the capital, Nairobi. The parliamentary committee blocked what would have been a 16% levy on bread, and as well as higher taxes on cooking oil and mobile money services. And in sports, the 2024 Handball Championship kicked off over the weekend, with the defending champions in the men's and women's categories, Fans and Fab, winning their matches. In Boya Southwest Region, Fab men's team defeated University of Boya by 27-21, while Fans ladies won Soleil Levant 30-12. The other matches were played on handball courts across the country. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives. BRTV's Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Officials of the United States of America have congratulated the government of Cameroon for her commitment in fighting against terrorism in the Lake Chad region. The words of gratitude were presented to the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph John Guter, today in Yaoundé. During an audience, he accorded a delegation of representatives from the U.S. Congress. Our correspondent, Christian Chiatam, picks up that story from the Star Building.
The delegation from the U.S. was led by Congressman French Hill and was also made up of Congresswoman Chrissy Houlahan, who both serve on the House Oversight Committee on Intelligence. They were accompanied to the Star Building by the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora. The U.S. representatives told the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dion Guter, that they came to acknowledge Cameroon's commitment in the fight against terrorism. French Hill, member of the U.S. House Oversight Committee on Intelligence.
We're here to come to the say thank you to the government of Cameroon for their outstanding partnership that we have together in our fight against terrorism in the Lake Chad region. Cameroon's been our most trusted and effective partner in the Lake Chad region in the fight against Boko Haram and related terrorists. We appreciate that commitment, and the United States stands firmly in Cameroon's partnership against that fight.
The audience also provided the stage for the two parties to make an overview of the relations between Cameroon and the U.S., which have been in place since 1960.
Reaffirmed our commitment to be supportive in public health policies that are important to Cameroon, like fight against HIV/AIDS under PEPFAR and also fighting malaria.
The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dion Guter, for his part, thanked the U.S. government for efforts made over the years to train generations of Cameroonians. He said the country remains grateful to the United States' contribution in controlling malaria and other communicable diseases. The Prime Minister also thanked the U.S. Justice Department for bringing to book persons who helped to fund terrorist groups in the Northwest and Southwest regions. Joseph Dion Guter said since the holding of the major national dialogue initiated by President Paul Biya, Cameroon has accelerated her decentralization drive in order to accommodate the views of different communities in decision-making. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Most travel agencies in Yaoundé and other towns of the center region are currently witnessing an influx of passengers, mostly pupils and students traveling to other regions for holidays. Owners of travel agencies have taken dispositions to ensure the security of passengers, among others. Lekato Gertrude Asongazi of CRTV Center visited some travel agencies in the nation's capital. Her report.
The holiday season in the central region is a busy time for most travel agencies, particularly in Yaoundé, who are coordinating multiple client trips per day to satisfy the growing demand of their services. During this period, a majority of persons, especially pupils and students, are leaving the center for other regions.
I'm going to Beto to spend holidays with my family. Now it's my uncle that has paid the ticket.
Be it at the northern entrance in Olembe or the southern entrance in Van, the ambiance is the same. Most officials of some travel agencies have adopted strategies to secure passengers and their properties during the rush hours.
The measures make sure that all the passengers are putting in their safety belts, do thorough checkup before the buses are taking off, enough rest for the drivers. Normally, we have three departures per day, that's 6 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10 p.m., so it depends on the passenger flow, especially during the weekend, where we can add.
Apart from the kids traveling to the northern, southwest, or northwest regions, dance groups were also seen in some travel agencies heading for events in these regions. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, CRTV News, Center.
In the meantime, some parents and holidaymakers spoke to CRTV about their holiday preferences and reasons for their choices. Rigobert Maniga compared their views in the following report.
Cynthia Ngok, a mother of three, aims a lot for her kids on holiday.
I love to send my children for recreational activities like sports and learning the piano, the guitar, the band.
She makes this justification for her choice of sporting activities, especially at Eni Pacovita in Cameroon.
I would love my children to go and meet their peers and socialize with them. These are just toddlers. It will boost their social activities, how to communicate and socialize with people. It helps their knowledge in different areas of life, making their IQ higher.
17-year-old Chelsea, who looks forward to embracing higher education, dreams of a career in fashion designing.
During the holiday, I would love to learn tailoring because I want to become a fashion designer in the future. This tailoring will help lay a foundation for my fashion designing career.
In addition to sports, Constantine dreams of a beautiful holiday in tourism.
During the holidays, I would love to learn baking and dressing of cake. It is something I love so much doing, and this will help me generate income while in the university. And I also love sightseeing. I wish to visit the Waza National Park and the museum.
While there are many leisure outfits in Cameroon for holiday makers, parents seem to have a key role in what may be a decisive holiday for their children.
Rigobert Mania reporting. The Ngaoundéré railway station has been experiencing an increasing number of passengers, with travelling tickets being a difficult equation to solve. Passengers are advised to proceed with reservations 4 days to their journey, while others are obliged to travel while standing for as long as the journey takes. This is as a result of overcrowding of holiday makers who are travelling to different destinations to spend the holiday season with loved ones. Amos Enonyaket Agbo paints a picture of how the Ngaoundéré railway station looks like during such a peak season of intense travels.
The railway domain is a private road.
It is 7 p.m. at the Ngaoundéré railway terminal. The train destined for Yaoundé through Belabo will be taking off in just 15 minutes. Late passengers are rushing in to get their seats before the doors of the locomotive are sealed.
Here in Ngaoundéré, for you to have a ticket, you need to pay a week, some days before you have a ticket, because it cannot take more than 100 people in a train. So for us to have a ticket today, we had to pass through a colleague to have a ticket.
The management has facilitated the sales of tickets through online platforms, but then some passengers are yet to find satisfaction due to the increasing number of persons wanting to travel with the train.
They complain of network issues. Then the contact that the Camry has provided for us to pay online, where we contact them at times, they don't respond. And to have a ticket now, you have to pass through somebody that knows somebody. And the ticket we got is class debut, meaning we'll be standing from Ngaoundéré to Ngaoundéré.
The train to many remains the most reliable means of traveling between Yaoundé and Ngaoundéré, and so requests that more wagons should be added to accommodate the many passengers desiring to use the railway during this peak season of holidays. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Ngaoundéré.
During the holiday period, some pupils and students engage themselves in various sociocultural activities. In the following analysis, Bertrand Somba intimates that with some creative ideas, it is possible to maintain children in academic activities without constraints during the holiday.
The holiday season is here, bringing a sense of relief to the school children who have been engaged in academic activities for the past 9 months. It is enough good time for parents to accompany them during this period to effectively facilitate a peaceful break from the usual routine. This respite is essential for the children to rejuvenate and prepare themselves calmly for the upcoming new year. According to educationist, the shift from a specialist environment to a more relaxed setting can offer new opportunities for personal growth and social development. They highly suggest that in addition to regular household tasks, the child be engaged in sports, beach outings, picnics, outdoor play, excursions, music listening, movie watching, and various other activities during the holidays. As the holiday period nears its end, they advise parents to gradually reintroduce school-related activities through flexible and playful methods. This approach can ensure a seamless and successful transition back to the academic routine.
Bertrand Osumba, the circulation of persons and goods will soon be made easy on the Etudi Market Yannick Noah roundabout stretch of road. This is thanks to a six-month rehabilitation works launched there by the mayor of the Yaoundé City Council, Luke Messi Atangana, who told the contractors to equally lay emphasis on the hygiene and sanitation of this market road for the well-being of the population. Here is Chrétien Njimjui, head of the contracting company in charge of the project, on the details of the rehabilitation works.
The project is about 400 meters. It has two main aspects. There is an aspect that will be done in concrete pavement of 200 meters, and the rest of the project will be done on bituminous concrete material. Then we have also two square bridges to be done, because the four main objectives of the project is the hygiene and salubrity. We have a structure there to collect dust from the market. We have also gutters to remove flowing water, rainwater from the market, and then we have parking to solve the problem of traffic jam.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Livestock and fish farming value chains in Cameroon will be financed to the tune of over 6 billion CFA francs in the very near future. This follows the signing of an agreement between the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries and the Commercial Bank of Cameroon. Ngu Henry tells us more.
Before signing the partnership agreement on behalf of his ministry, the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, opined that Cameroon's small and medium-sized enterprises and professional organizations in general, and the livestock and fish farming value chains in particular, represent an important economic breeding ground for growth, the promotion of entrepreneurship, and the fight against poverty. He says the agreement with the Commercial Bank of Cameroon, CBC, is a mechanism for granting medium-term loans at subsidized interest rate to SMEs in the livestock and fish farming value chains worth over 6.3 billion CFA francs within a period of 5 years. Jean-Élisée Guatté is the Deputy Director General of the CBC.
Our role is to prepare all the documentation and make sure that we are able to get the money from the government, which money is now at the central bank.
Minister Tiger enjoins livestock breeders in Cameroon to avail themselves of the opportunity, scale up production, generate revenue, and contribute to the fight against poverty in the country.
Go Harry reporting. Here now is the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries on the main thrust of the convention.
Is to help producers to have resources to finance their projects at no fishery, small ruminant, milk production, farming, etc. This is the main objective of the project, this convention. The next, we are waiting all the producers, all the farmers to come and see CBC and have their resources to finance their projects.
The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, talking to the CRTV. Until religion, the pilgrims of the 2024 Hajj are gradually returning to the first holiest site of Islam after their stay in Mina, where they performed the ritual of stoning the devil. The pilgrims are also purchasing locally made products in Saudi Arabia for their loved ones as they prepare to return to their countries. Jamila Katsalat with details.
The nights in Mina are quiet and calm, yet totally veiled by spirituality. When the nights come, covering the city's black mantle, a market sprouts within the tent. The sporadic market is as periodic as these unending tents, hosting pilgrims from all over the world. The corridors of this temporal shelter is enlivening under the moonlight, Pilgrims come the area to purchase a cocktail of fashionable traditional clothing, electronic gadgets, jewelry and other accessories at lower cost.
Mina by night is very interesting. It has a different vibes. At night we see everyone outside, and in the morning and the afternoon no one is outside. Right here I'm looking for summer buyers for my friends, families. The price is very affordable than in Makkah and Medina.
The city's hospitality is engraved in the hearts of those who dwell within. Like Mohammed, over 130,000 volunteers work here during the Hajj for the Saudi government.
I live in Makkah. I was born in Makkah. I'm 18 years old. This is my second year working in Hajj. I'm very happy that this year I've been able to serve the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mina by night thus brings pilgrims to feel the hospitable nature of the people here while gaining spiritual nourishment. Jamila Kedzalat Adamu, Hamadou Falama, Amin Bala, CRTV News, Mina, Saudi Arabia.
On to sports. Cameroon will in 3 days begin hosting the 23rd Africa Athletics Contract Championship, the continent's biggest athletic jamboree. As the competition draws near, the Japuma Sports Complex in Douala buzzes with last-minute technical preparations. Technicians and specialists are working round the clock to ensure that the various athletic arenas are in good condition. Rene Kache has details from Douala.
The Japuma Sports Complex, a jewel of modern architecture, is undergoing final preparations to welcome athletes, officials and fans from across the continent. One of the key areas of focus is the track, where some of Africa's fastest runners will compete. Technicians are using advanced equipment to measure and calibrate the track surface, ensuring it is perfectly level and offers optimal traction. They are also inspecting the start and finish lines, adjusting starting blocks, field events area, including those for high jump, long jump, pole vault, shot put, discus and javelin are receiving equal attention. Sand pits are being leveled and raked. Jump mats are being secured and throwing circles are being measured and marked to meet precise specifications. Safety nets for discus and hammer throw events are being reinforced to protect athletes and spectators alike. Technicians are also expected to install and test high-definition cameras and sensors for video analysis and instant relays. Local volunteers and technicians are also playing a vital role. Their involvement not only supports the technical preparations, but also fosters a sense of community pride and ownership in hosting such a prestigious event. Douala is ready to shine as it welcomes the continent's top athletic talent to its premier sports venue. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Douala.
Like you heard in Kacha's report, Cameroon will, as from this Friday, play host to the 23rd edition of the African Senior Athletics Championships. The competition set to unfold at the Japuma Sports Complex in Douala will feature more than 1,000 athletes from 54 member countries competing for medals in 45 disciplines. Marcel Mfoche, in the following report, presents the peculiarities of this year's event.
The African Athletics Championships, which get underway this Friday, will assemble the best athletes from across the continent. The six-day event, which doubles as a qualifying tournament for athletes who have not yet booked their place in this summer's Paris Olympics, will feature mixed 4x400 meters relay, a discipline appearing only for the second time after its introduction during the last edition in Mauritius. The championships will also showcase a wide range of track and field events, including sprints, middle and long distance races, hurdles and combined events. The sprints will be dominated by the latest crop of African Olympic hopefuls like Cameroon's Emmanuel Eseme, known for his blistering pace, Kenya's Ferdinand Omanyala, and Nigeria's Kanyinsola Ajayi. With all 54 member countries set to be represented, this year's program matches that of the World Championships in Athletics, with the exception of the 50-kilometer race walk. This will be the second time Cameroon will be hosting the prestigious event, having done so previously in 1996 at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé.
Marcel Mfoche reporting. In more sports news, day one matches of the 2024 Handball Championship were played over the weekend on handball courts across the country. The defending champions in the men's category, FAB, won the University of Boya handball team by 27-21, while the reigning women's champion, FANS, defeated Soleil Levant by 30-12. Details with Faris Inashu.
FAB and Fondation André Zico, known as FANS, kicked off the 2024 handball season with victories in the two categories of the championship over the weekend. In the men's category, FANS won Soleil Levant 26-21 in their Pool A fixture. Veto HB defeated Spartiates 37-30 in the second Pool A match. In Pool B, FAB defeated Gladiators of the University of Boya by 27-21 in Boya, while Friendship of Yaoundé overpowered Renaissance of Douala by 21-19 in the second Group B match. Pool A matches in the women's category saw Tekasi of Roger Miller grabbing all the 2 points against HB of Douala by 32-16, while Yaoundé University, known as UK, outsmarted Dynamic of Bokito by 36-21. Majumo Bovin of UK says their victory was thanks to hard work.
We had to give all what we could give. We are happy and we are saying thank you to our coach because he's the one putting all the effort.
In Pool B, the defending champions, FANS, defeated Soleil Levant by 30-12. Their rival, FAB, overpowered Diva in Baham by 32-22.
Harrison National reporting. Before we end CLTV's afternoon edition, once more the main points. The transportation of goods and services along the Etudi Market Yannick Noah roundabout will soon be made easy following the launch of rehabilitation works on the stretch today on the city mayor, Luc Messi Atangana. The summer holiday, which is usually the longest, is on, with students and pupils traveling to other towns and cities for leisure, while some are engaged in petty businesses in order to assist their parents during the back-to-school purchases. And in sports, more than 1,000 athletes from 54 countries are bracing up for the 23rd Africa Athletics Championship that will unfold in 3 days at the Japuma Stadium in Douala. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Juleika Umaru Aliou.
Bon après-midi. Diplomatie, concertation entre Yaoundé et Washington à l'immeuble étoile. Le premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph John Guthrie, a reçu ce matin en audience une délégation des parlementaires américains qu'accompagnait l'ambassadeur des États-Unis au Cameroun, Christophe Lamora. Au menu des échanges, les questions sécuritaires, sanitaires et humanitaires. 65 milliards pour financer l'élevage et la pisciculture au Cameroun. Une convention de partenariat existe désormais entre le ministère de l'élevage, des pêches et des industries animales et la Commercial Bank Cameroun pour une durée de 5 ans. Les documents ont été parachevés ce jour entre le docteur Taiga et le directeur général adjoint de cette structure bancaire, Jean-Élisée Guatter. L'objectif étant d'améliorer la sécurité alimentaire et réduire la pauvreté. De l'espoir pour les usagers du tronçon marché Etudi Total Yannick à Yaoundé. Les travaux de réhabilitation de cet axe de la voirie municipale viennent d'être lancés par le maire de la ville, Luc Messi Atangana. Les travaux exécutés par l'entreprise Chis System Sarl devront durer 6 mois et visent à fluidifier la circulation entre dans cette partie de la capitale. En religion, le Hat vit ces dernières heures. Les pèlerins camerounais rallient déjà à Makka pour la suite et la fin du pèlerinage. Ils viennent d'achever en ce jour de 3 jours à Mina, une vallée qui concentre l'essentiel des rites du pèlerinage en Terre Sainte. Point culminant de cette étape, la station d'Arafat qui est pour le musulman le jour du parachèvement de la religion islamique et de l'accomplissement de la grâce. Et puis en sport, 23e championnat d'Afrique senior d'athlétisme. Dans 3 jours, la ville de Douala va vibrer au rythme du plus grand événement sportif continental. 5 délégations étrangères sont déjà sur place dans la capitale économique. Les membres du bureau exécutif de la Confédération africaine d'athlétisme arrivent ce jour. La compétition va mobiliser près de 800 athlètes venant de 54 nations. Ce sera du 21 au 26 juin prochain. Et c'est tout pour le condensé de cette mi-journée. Bon après-midi à tous.